The Gemara, when it brings down the Braisa, which defines the mitzvah of Halakas Ner Chanukah, it says that the Ikar mitzvah is Ner Ishu Beisai, that it was one person with light, and that would fulfill the obligation for everybody in the house. Mahadrin is each, they would light in there corresponding to each member of the household. Mahadrin and Mahadrin, you'd be Moshe V'Holech, according to Beis Hillel, that you're Moshe V'Holech. So this din of Ner Ishu Beisai means that when Chazal made the mitzvah, they connected it to the concept of a bias. So Tosfos says if a person would be a homeless person, he lives on a park bench, so he's not chayiv in the mitzvah. He's not chayiv to try and find a place to light. Doesn't light the end of his bench, you know. He puts a menorah at the end of his bench, you know. He doesn't light over there because there's no chiyuv for him to light. He doesn't have a bias. It's din and bias. Person doesn't have a bias. He's not chayiv in mezuzah. He's not chayiv. Not chayiv in Ner Chanukah. There is a different another halacha called Birchas Haroya. Even a person is not lighting the Ner. If he sees Ner as Chanukah, he makes a bracha of Shasa Nisim Lavisenu. And the first night he would say Shechiyanu as well. There's a mitzvah Birchas Haroya. He sees the Ner, he makes that bracha. The question which comes up, which we'll get to, a person who's not at home, and he's been yotze with the halakha that at home, so he hasn't actively said the brachas tonight because he has been yotze with at home, and now he sees Ner as Chanukah, does he make a bracha Birchas Haroya in that situation or not? That's the question which we'll get to. So this concept of Ner Ishu Beisai, so it's connected dafka to a bias, and the halakha is with the bias. So that means if the Baal HaBayis is away from home, a husband is not home, and they're lighting at home, he's traveling during that time, and his wife lights at home, he's yotze to the mitzvah of halakha's Ner Ishu Chanukah. Because his bias, they lit. Mikra din, everybody in the house is included. We have our Mahadrin, the way the Minhag Ashkenazim, each person lights for themselves. But that's Mahadrin. Mikra din, he can be yotze with halakha at home. Who is included in this definition of Bnei Bayis that can be yotze with halakha in the house? So, that applies to male children, applies to female children, applies to the wife, to the husband. It also applies to a case of a person who they have a live-in maid, a Jewish maid. She's a part of the bias, and she be yotze with the halakha of the bias. Many people have that the women do not light on their own. So this woman is a woman, she's not going to light her own. Well, how she gets her halakha? She didn't light. She's a member of the household, and she would light. Person has a boarder. If the boarder would also be yotze, he's part of the household, and he could be yotze with that halakha. So if the boarder is traveling the night of Chanukah, he doesn't know where to light, he could be yotze with the halakha that the house where he lives, they're lighting for him. That would include him in the halakha. This also means the halakha all the way around. I'm traveling. I want to light on my own, because we'll see that it's preferred a person should light on his own. Where our minhag is to do Mahadrin, there's possibly even a Marasayan question, why aren't you lighting? Everybody lights, why aren't you lighting? Possibly even a Marasayan question, you should light on your own. But Mikra, then I'm in Yotze with my wife lighting at home. So how can I light on my own? I already was Yotze the Mitzvah, I can't make a bracha. I shake the Shalman Summit Sivanu, my wife is lighting at home. So I have to have in mind not to be Yotze. Comes to Marshall, and Marshall says, it doesn't work. Your house lit. Even if you have in mind not to be Yotze, it doesn't work. So Mishabura says the Ikar Psak is not like the Marshal in person. They would like want to light on their own, they could. But it's preferable if in that situation to light before the wife is lighting. So you weren't yotze at home yet. So he knows that his wife always lights and waits till the later zman. He should light a little bit earlier in order not to get involved in the Shiloh where he wants to make his own halakha. So a person is traveling. Let's say he has to be out of town one night and he's in New York and his wife is in Washington. He has no chiyuv to light where he is. He's really mean yotze Ikar Din where back at home. He's going to light where he is because he wants to. He should make sure that he lights before his wife does. This halakha takes even a step right to, let's say they're in different time zones. So he would travel to Chicago. So his wife lits by his man in Washington, and he's by him, it's too early to light. It's still daylight outside, etc. And it comes later, man, it's time to light. He'd be yotze with the halakha that his wife made at home. Taking a step right there, Shlomo Zalman says all the way around that he's in Washington, and he's from Chicago. He's in Washington visiting. So comes his man to light in Washington. His wife hasn't lit it yet. He's still yotze mikra din with the halakha his wife will do later on in Chicago. And he can be yotze with that. If he's wet reason, he can't light over here. He can be yotze with that, even though there's mana halakha right now. She didn't light yet. He's yotze with that halakha, which will take place later on. If he wants to light on his own, of course he could do so. And in that situation, very easy to do so. He's lighting before his wife lit, and therefore he'd be able to be mafki himself from being part of the bias and making his own bracha and lighting on his own. So this is relevant many times. A person is traveling during Hanukkah and he's not found in a place where it's possible to light. So he can be yotze with the halakha that he has at home. A person's family's going out. There's even a sheet that says that taking a step weiter, a person's traveling, the whole family is traveling. But they're in the airport. They're not going to let you light in the airport. Right now, you're a homeless person. You're sitting on the park bench over there, right? If you make a shliach to light in your house, that person, your house lit. So your house lit. You fulfill your mitzvah of a lucky neighbors by having there. You should be so in that way. Have a good one.